Just a word came up in my heart not too long ago, the word magnify. And I want to talk about magnifying the Lord today, and also I want to talk about it next week. I'm not going to be able to get to all of it, but let's get a start on it by looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And notice with me in verse 57. 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, "Now thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, we understand then that there is a connection between thanksgiving and victory. Not only for you, but also for us as a church. You know what? Paul is not necessarily looking back and just looking back of what the Lord has done for him. And the Lord did great things for the Apostle Paul. Has God done some great things for you? And you know, we should be looking back. Because Psalms 103 says that we are not to forget any of his benefits. And then he lists what some of those benefits are. Number one, he forgives you of all your iniquities. Number two, he heals you of all your diseases. And he lists all of these benefits that belong to you as a believer. So we look back and we thank God. And even in communion, we look back at the body that was broken for us, at his blood that was shed for us. Amen? But I believe that Paul is not only saying that he's given us the victory, but I believe this word, "he giveth us the victory," is in the present tense. So when I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying he gives us the victory, means this: he gave it to us yesterday, he's giving us today, and in the present, praise God, he's giving us victory every day of our life. Say with me, past, present, and future, he's giving me the victory. So the Apostle Paul is thanking God. He's thanking God for past and present and future victory. And you and I can do the same things. We can do the same thing. I believe this, a major key to present and future victories is continual praise and thanksgiving. You know, the psalmist said in verse 1 of Psalm 34, he said, "I'm going to bless the Lord when I feel like it." No, he says, "Here's what I'm going to do. This is a decision that I've made. I will." Folks, you got to get your will involved in blessing the Lord. He said, "I will bless the Lord," notice this, "at all times. And his praise shall continually be in my heart hidden." No, his praise shall continually be where? His praise shall continually be in my mouth, coming forth out of my voice with the voice of thanksgiving. Verse 2 says, "The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together." The Passion Translation says, "Lord, I'm bursting with joy over what you've done for me." He said, "My lips are full of perpetual praise. I'm boasting of you and all of your works. So let all who are discouraged take heart. Join me, everyone. Let's praise the Lord together. Let's make his name famous. Let's make his name glorious to all." Glory to God. So there's power in continuing in this area of praise. Just as there is power in continuing in the word of the Lord, there's power in perpetual, continual praise. And not just when we come together on Sunday morning, but on Monday morning. Amen. On Friday morning, every day of our lives, there should be perpetual praise coming out of our mouths. The writer of Hebrews also said something in the verse 15 of Hebrews. He said this, "By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God." How long?
Continually.
That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Woo, glory to God. giving thanks to His name, giving thanks to the name that is above every name, giving thanks to the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to Jehovah Rapha, the Lord our healer, giving thanks to His name, Jehovah Tsidkenu, who is our righteousness, giving thanks to His name, Jehovah Shalom, who is our He is our peace. He is the Prince of Peace. And I'm telling you what, when you begin to magnify the Lord in that regard and in that way continually, glory to God, you will no longer be magnifying the problems. You will no longer be magnifying the sickness and disease. You'll be magnifying the healer. You will no longer be magnifying the debt. You will be magnifying the provider. Because last time I checked, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He is still the God who is your provider. He is Jehovah Jireh. He is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. And friend, He's not only more than enough for this church, He's more than enough for you. Oh, I know that there's challenges out there economically. But thank God we are not subject to the world system when it comes to economics. We are subject to the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God's system never fails. This economy may fail. Wall Street may go up and it may go down. But our Most High God never goes down. He's always up. And He's raised you up and made you sit together with Him. Shout it with me. He is my provider. He is my abundant compensation. He is more than enough for me and my family. Now notice what the Passion says. It says, so we no longer offer up a steady stream of blood sacrifices, but through Jesus, we will offer up to God, I like this, a steady stream of praise sacrifices. And he goes on to say, these are the lambs we offer from our lips that celebrate His name. Amen. We're celebrating anniversary month. We should be celebrating the goodness of God all month long. Now in 2 Corinthians, the second chapter, notice with me in verse 14. Paul again says this. He says, now thanks be unto God, which occasionally causes me to triumph. I mean, if He's in a good mood, you know, He might just cause me to triumph. Now, the word causeth there not only has to do what He's caused triumph in your past, but causeth to triumph means He causes you to triumph today. He causes you to triumph tomorrow. And the Word of God says this, thank Him for it. Thank Him for it. Thanks be to God, who always causes me to triumph. Amen. How many of you have experienced a triumphant victory in your past? Man, look at those hands. Every one of you have experienced triumph victory in your past. Well, glory to God. You know what? The same God who caused you to triumph yesterday causes you to triumph today. And I think that that's something that we need to remember. Because the enemy comes and he wants to discourage us. He wants to cloud our consciousness with all the circumstances of life. But when we live a continual stream and a perpetual stream of praise, that means the clouds have to part. And the circumstances must change. So he says, now thanks be unto God, which always causes you to triumph. The Amplified says this, but thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads me in triumph as trophies of Christ's victory, and through us spreads and makes evident the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Now pay particular attention to that last part of that verse. Through your life, something is spreading. Something is spreading through your life. And if it's the right thing that is spreading, what it does, it makes clear. It makes very evident to the people around us that we have a sweet aroma of victory about our lives. Notice with me, the fragrance of the knowledge of God everywhere. Here's what I want to say to you today. Victory has a fragrance. Victory has an aroma. And people will sense it. When we are filled with the knowledge of His will, there is a spiritual scent of victory about us. Amen. It's fragrant. It's sweet. It's an aroma that people around us can sense. Now, how many of you know people are attracted to Jesus in you? Now, understand this. We know that there's a lot of stuff in the world that has a stench. There's a lot of things out there in the world that stink. And fellowship with the spirit of this world can bring on our lives a spirit of heaviness, a spirit of despondency. But not only that, there's evil spirits out there. Right? Trying to talk you out of what Christ has already done for you. Amen? Anybody ever experienced that? Somebody says, like about every day. Okay, he's trying to talk us out of the victory that Christ has won for us. And if we sit there and listen to that long enough, we will, what AA calls, we will get stinking thinking. In other words, our thought life will become polluted with the spirit of fear. Our thought life can become polluted with doubts. Our thought life can become polluted by what we're seeing with our natural eye. You see, our thought life is so important. It is so vital. And so, I submit to you, if you're in one of those situations, and we've all been there. I mean, if we're honest about it, every one of us have been there. Some of you may be there this morning. And I want to say to you, it's okay. But there's an answer to it. And one of the greatest answers that you and I can experience when it comes to stinking thinking or the spirit and the stench of this world system is put on something else. Amen. We should put on the garment of praise. Put on the garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness. Amen. We do not want to walk around in this life, in this day, in this hour, all heavied out and all depressed and all down. You know, it's one thing to be down, but it's another thing to get up. It's one thing to be down. It's another thing to stay down. We should have this attitude. I'm on my way up. Amen. I'm putting on the garment of praise today. Glory to God. No more heaviness for me. No more stinking thinking for me. No more doubt. No more fear for me. I've got on the garment of praise. The fruit of my lips will continually sing praises unto His name. Can we just about 10 seconds give Him praise right now? Glory to God. Glory to God. We worship You, Lord. Glory, glory, glory to God. And when you put on the garment of praise, He will inhabit your praise with the sweet aroma of His presence. Woo, glory to God. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Now here's what Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. He said this, "In everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now notice this with me. He said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. This is not a mere suggestion. This is a commandment from the Lord. Amen? So He's telling us, in the midst of something that is going on in our lives, we are to give thanks. And as we do that, we are then in the perfect will, and we are in the perfect plan of God. When you're giving thanks in the midst of a situation that you'd rather not be in, you're in the center of God's will. Glory to God. Amen. And when we're giving thanks in that manner, it puts us in position, if you will, for God to show himself strong in our lives. Oh, praise God. The Passion Translation says this. And let's read it together. Ready, read. And in the midst of everything. I don't know what your everything is. I don't know what you're in the middle of right now. But God does. God does. God sees you. And not only does he see you, he's doing something about what you're going through. Somebody says, I thought he's already done what he needs to do. Yes, that's true. But he's also praying for you. Isn't it good to know that you got the head of the church praying for you? You know, it's always an encouragement, you know, when Pastor Tom says, Pastor Mark, I'm praying for you. Amen. Or Brenda comes along and says, you know, May, I'm praying for you. That's an encouragement to know that someone is praying for you. Well, be encouraged, saints. Be encouraged, friends. The head of the church, your advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous, is seated at the right hand of the Father as your mediator, as your strengthener, as your intercessor, and he ever lives to make intercession for you. Amen. Glory to God. He's praying for you. He sees you. His hand is upon you. Amen? So don't you lose hope. Don't you give up. Know this, that you are being upheld by the mighty word of his power. Know this, that you're being held upheld by the great intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Woo, glory to God. I don't know about you, but that makes me happy. That makes me happy to know that the head of the church is praying for me. And I need prayer. I'll just be honest with you. I need prayer. Just like you need prayer. Amen. We all need prayer. Amen. Oh, thank God he's ever living. He's ever living. He's ever living to make intercession for you. Jesus is Lord. He is alive. Glory to God. He is not dead. He is ever living for you. Amen. Oh, man. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Say with me a couple times, for the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Say it one more time. For the Lord is good. And his mercy endureth forever. Now let's work with this just a little bit longer today. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 in the Passion Translation says this. Let's read it together. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. Do you see the theme today? Be always giving thanks. Continue in perpetual praise. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph. So in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you and I in Christ Jesus. So since it's God's perfect plan, it requires you and I to be obedient to his plan. Amen. See, we can hear this message today and say, oh yeah, we need to be giving thanks. This is not the purpose of this message. I want this driven in your spirit where this comes alive on the inside of you. I mean, while you're going to bed, praise God, just lift up your hand and say, thank you, Lord, for a great night's sleep. Thank you, Lord, for protecting me in my home. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for giving me another day of your sustaining power. Thank you, Lord, that you are my healer. Thank you, Lord, that I ate good food today. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that I'm able to breathe. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Come on, somebody. Praise him. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noontime. Praise him all day long. Woo, glory to God. If you'll start your day that way and continue throughout the day doing that and end your day that way, oh, glory to God, your sleep is going to be sweet. The tormentor will no longer torment you. Fear will no longer hound you. He'll sing songs of deliverance over you in the night seasons. Hallelujah. Thank God he's looking out for us. He's looking out for you, and he's looking out for me. Now, again, verse 18. And in the midst of everything, that reminds me of, yes, even though I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death, even though there's a test here, and even though there's a test there, hallelujah, I'm going to thank God. I'm going to thank God. Because I know that there is an exit to this valley. I know that there is a time up for this test. I know that a testimony is on its way. So I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to lose hope in the midst of this situation. I'm going to look up from whence cometh my help. I'm going to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm going to keep my eyes fixed and my eyes focused on him. He is my great shepherd. He is the lily of the valley. He is my Lord. He is the captain of my salvation. He is my intercessor. He is my advocate. He is my Lord. He is God, and he is mine, and he's working on my situation. Woo, glory to God. Oh, see it, friends. See it. You're going to make it through what you're going through. Woo, glory to God. Because Jesus has already been through it for you. And if you will take his hand and you will cleave unto him, he's going to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. He's going to take you through that cancer diagnosis. He's going to take you through that situation. And he's going to see to it that you come to the other side. Glory to God. Victorious. Smelling with the aroma of victory. A perfume well pleasing to God. Glory. Amen. Sometimes you just got to get up in the morning and do a little dance. I tell you what, in the morning I don't feel like dancing. I got to have me 20 ounces of coffee. But by faith. I said by faith. How many of you know that faith pleases God? Oh, come on somebody. Praise pleases God in the midst of your test. It shows your faith. It shows your obedience. It shows you that you are strong in him and in the power of his might. Amen. Well, let's read that verse again. There's more there. Verse 18. Read it with me. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks. For this is God's perfect plan for you in Christ Jesus. Well, I'm not sure what the will of God is. I'm not sure what the plan of God is. Pray for me, pray for me, pray for me. Then I'll know the will of God and the plan of God. It's right here. Give thanks. Give thanks. Get full and stay full of the Spirit of God, and revelation will come. His plan will unfold and you will fulfill the purposes of God. But if you complain, you will remain. If you magnify the problem, you'll stay in the problem. Ooh, bow to God. But if you'll magnify the Lord, you'll give room and you'll give place to Jehovah to come in and expand you on the inside. I'm getting into next week's message, but I'm telling you, it's good. Are you ready to read this again? Let's read it together. And in the midst of everything, for this is God's perfect plan. Now point to yourself and say, this is God's perfect plan for me. This is God's plan for you. Don't ever feel like there's nobody that's ever been through what you're going through. Because it's a lie of the devil. Friends, there's no temptation taking you, but it's common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer or allow you to be tempted above your ability to resist it and to come through on the other side. Amen. Oh yeah, the temptation's coming. The crisis of life comes to each and every one of us. But the key is, how are we responding to those things? What is our attitude in the midst of everything? See, your response to what you're going through will determine whether you make it through. And the worst response that I can have is to feel sorry for myself. call up Andre on the phone and say, Andre, dear Jesus, we need $100,000 tomorrow. No, we're not going to be crying. We're going to be praising. Amen. So what is your response? What kind of response do you show when you get a bad report? See, we got a choice. We've got a choice either to rejoice and give thanks or to feel sorry for ourselves. I like what Isaiah said. Isaiah said this, whose report? Now, there's all sorts of reports out there. Just watch the news for 5 minutes. And you'll get this report and that report and all these reports swirling through your head. But whose report will you believe? I'll tell you whose report I'm going to believe. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. And God's report is always good. God's report never changes. God's report is always the same. As you look into the perfect law of liberty, you will see what his report says. His report says, by whose stripes you were healed. His report says that you are the head and not the tail. His report says you're above and not beneath. I'll tell you what else his report says. His report says you can do all things. You may not feel like you can do it, but by the grace of God, you can do it. Say with me, I can and I will do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Don't think for one moment that you can't. Don't buy into the lie that you can't. When God says you can, you can. See, it's one thing for God to say you can, but it's another thing for you to say you can. It's one thing for Pastor Tom to say he can, but what are you saying? I tell you what we need to say. We need to say, I can do it. I can do it by the grace of God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's look at this verse again. Amen. We're not going to get real far today, and that's okay. Verse 18, read it with me. And in the midst of everything, be always giving thanks, for this is God's plan for me in Christ Jesus. Now I want you to notice, this is very important. Many of you know this, some of you don't. It does not say give thanks for everything. Does it? It doesn't say give thanks for everything. He says give thanks in the midst of everything. There's a big difference in giving thanks for something and giving thanks to God in the middle of something. How many of you know we don't praise God for the disease? We praise Him because He's our healer. We don't thank God and praise God because we lost our job. Well, some of you might, I don't know. No, we don't thank God because we've lost our job. No, we thank Him because a better one's on the way. See, that's the kind of attitude you've got to have. That person who let you go is not your source. That person who let you go is not your God. Now, if there's adjustments that you need to make, things that you did that made you lose your job, get on your knees and ask God to show you. But you need to have this attitude and the spirit of faith. God's got something better for me. God's got something better for me. And I'm expecting it to happen in my life. See, we don't thank God for debt. We praise Him because He's our provider. I got this in my heart the other morning. Listen to this phrase. I am fully persuaded that in the midst of everything, we can thank and praise our God. We can thank and praise our way out of anything. I'm going to say it again. I'm fully persuaded that in the midst of everything, we can thank and praise our way out of anything. Out of anything. I'm talking about out of anything. Out of bondage. Into liberty. Out of addictions. Into glorious freedom. Out of disease. Into divine health. Here's one. Out of depression. into joy. There's nothing that you can't praise and thank your way out of. Out of sin consciousness into a right standing with God consciousness. There's nothing that can hold you back if you'll keep your eyes on Him. And if you live your life as a praise unto God. In closing, quickly look with me to John chapter 6, please. Verse 3. John 6, 3. And I'm going to read through verse 13. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with the disciples, and the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was near. And when Jesus lifted up His eyes, He saw a great company unto them. And He said to Philip, "When shall we buy bread that these may eat?" In verse 6, "And this He said to prove them, for He Himself knew what He would do." Verse 7, "And Philip answered and said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for these, that every one of them may take a little." Verse 8, "One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon's Peter's brother, said to Him, 'There's a lad here. He's got 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. But what are they among so many?' And Jesus said, 'Okay, make him sit down.' Now there was much grass in the place, so that the men sat down in number about 5,000. Everyone say 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves when He had given thanks. He took the loaves, which was not enough. And He blessed the loaves and He gave thanks. And He distributed it to His disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as many as they would. And when they were filled, He said to His disciples, 'Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost.' Therefore they gathered them together and filled 12 blank baskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten." Everyone say over and above.
Over.
Say it like this: more than,
more than enough.
So Jesus took a 2-piece fish dinner, and He blessed it, and He gave thanks, and it was multiplied to feed over 5,000 people. I got a question for you this morning. How many of you today could use some multiplication and increase in your life? That's just about a third of you. All right, I'll take yours. Let me ask again. How many of you could use some multiplication or increase in your life? Jesus modeled this for us. What did He model? He modeled, give thanks for the little that you may have, so God can take it and turn it into more than enough. You see, a big key to increase, a big key to multiplication in my life and in your life, is valuing what He's given you. Value in it. Value. When you bring an offering to the Lord, it may be $1. It may be all the ability that you have to give. But when you value it and honor it and present it to Him, whoo, when you put it in the Master's hands, He has the law of multiplication and increase working. But not only in the area of money, how about in the area of our talents? You know, there's always going to be someone with more talents than me. There's always going to be someone with more talents than you. But we are not to compare our talents. We make a mistake when we compare our talent to someone else's talent. What we are to compare ourselves with is what God's called us to do. What has He put in us? You see, He's placed value in you. He's placed eternity in your hearts. He's given you a supply of the Spirit. But if you walk around and think, oh, that's just insignificant, that won't do anything. Listen, in the eyes of God and in the mind of God, there is nothing and there is no one insignificant to Him. I thought I'd get a better amen than that.
Amen.
There is nobody, there is no gift and it is insignificant with Him. It is all significant to Him, and it is part of the Master's plan.
Amen.
For every one of us to value and honor what He's placed in our hearts and give it to Him and say, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours in my heart. I'm yours in my mind. I'm yours in my body. My money is yours. My talent, my giftings are yours. And as you do, glory to God. I'm telling you what, things will open up for you. Now here's a truth that we need to understand. What we're not grateful for, we're in danger of losing. We're in danger of experiencing decrease. If I, as a husband, am not grateful for my wife, and honor her, and value her, and treat her like she's a queen, there's somebody else out there that would want her. But she's smart enough to stay with her king. She's a smart girl. Value. Value your friends. Well, my friend's got issues. Well, you've got issues. Everybody I know has issues. Except for me. That's an issue in and of itself, that last statement. Value your friends. Value the people around you. I value my staff. I value our members. We say, well, wouldn't you like to have 5,000 people in the church? Well, sure I would. But I'm happy and I value with the hundreds we have. And as I'm happy and as I value that, and I put this in His hands, He can multiply that. And He can increase some great things in your life. Ooh, glory to God. He's the God of the much, much more. He's the God of the much, much more. In John 10, verse 10 of the Amplified, let's read it together. It says this. The thief comes only in order to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. How many of you want that overflowing God kind of life? Amen? A major key to experiencing overflow is overflowing with gratitude. Overflowing with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Amen. Thankful for what you have. I caught myself this morning and I had to repent. Because I was talking about something that I needed something else to replace it. And the Lord checked me. Be thankful for what you have. Because if you're not thankful for what you have, you're not in position to receive the desires of your heart. Amen? Glory to God. Now thanks be unto God. Which gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who always causes you to triumph. Friends, see yourself triumphing. See yourself overcoming. In the midst of everything, I will give thanks. And I will be obedient. Here's what the Word of God says. If you be willing. How many of you are willing to act on this Word? If you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the bad of the land. But if you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land. You will experience ongoing goodness every day of your life.